Good morning and welcome. There may be a slight moment of booming and adjusting as David gets the microphone lined up for me. We're using a different one to normal, but welcome. It's lovely to be here and to see each and every one of you for what's promising to be a very special service indeed. And as part of our service, we're going to be hearing one of the most beautiful, sad, but encouraging readings in the whole of the New Testament from a book that often we flinch from looking at closely, from the end of Revelation. I don't want to spoil what's coming up too much, but in that passage it says, "And God will wipe away every tear, and see, God will be with his people." And the reason why I launch in with this is because there are a number of people in our congregation who are sitting within the mist of the blanket of grief that sits upon our shoulders and brings us down. And we're praying for those we know and love who either have recently died, are on the cusp of dying, or are tending and looking after family members who are themselves grieving. And so this morning, I'd like to just begin with a particular prayer and mention for Pam and David Ellingham as they go to be with family in the light of the loss of their son-in-law, but also to hold before God all those in our congregation who are affected by the reality of the sting of death. But although death's sting is real, it has been conquered through Jesus Christ, who has tasted that same sting in himself, buried it in the tomb, and risen again in glory to be a way forward for all of us, fixing our eyes on him, to have hope in the midst of darkness, joy in the midst of sorrow, and faith in the midst of a world that does not know its meaning or purpose. And so let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the life of your Son, Jesus Christ, which has wrapped up in himself everything that we can and will experience. We pray that in the light of his resurrection, all those who are currently grieving may find a source of hope and comfort that the world cannot give. We ask in particular that you will be with Pam and David and all the family, that you will be close to them at this time and remind them of the richness of your love, as indeed we pray for all who are affected by this at this time. One other announcement before we jump more into a theme of joy and celebration is that at the back of church, though not quite yet because I forgot them this morning when I was packing my bags, but when Linnea and Alfred arrive, at the back of church, there will be a pile of mission action plans. These have been sent out by email, but there will also be some physical ones for you to take away and have a look at. And we would very much like to have a look at these together on the 31st of May, which is a Saturday afternoon. The ministry team will be across the road in the sanctuary for people to drop in, talk to us about what things and ideas are in there that you like, what things you feel we've missed out that really should be included. That's really helpful for us to know. And what kinds of things you might like to get involved in and supporting. Now, for those of you that haven't heard me mention the Mission Action Plan, effectively, it's a map of the things that we want to plan and do, not just in the coming year, but in the coming years, as we move ahead here at St. Margaret's in Tyler's Green. This includes things like trying to find a service for people who don't feel able to come on a Sunday morning because they've got children doing sports and swimming and other activities. It includes things like trying to find ways that our young people who we're going to be celebrating and singing with this morning can have support and mutual encouragement with other young people from local churches. What can we do together? It includes things like, how can we engage with the mums and young parents that are dropping off children at school? They go past our church and they go past the sanctuary every morning. Is there any way that we can try and reach out to them and engage with them? It includes other ideas as well, so please do, when they are at the back, take a copy with you, or you can download it from the newsletter, read it through, pray about it, talk about it with one another, And then come along on Saturday the 31st, and we'll be open to talk about it, and we'll be taking notes. And what we've got at the moment is very much the first draft of a living document that will be changing and moving along. The last thing just to mention is that it's split into four headings: mission and evangelism, pastoral care and discipleship, worship and teaching, and administration and governance, which covers every area, pretty much, of our church life. And this is now how we structure our PCCs and the APCMs. So the idea is that this plan will drive the agendas for the PCCs and will be fed back to you on the reports each year so that you can see how we're going. So this is not just a tick box exercise, but this is the vehicle for us to move forward and make God known. So I hope that, although it sounds administrative and paperwork, I hope that you'll realize that there is an underlying passion for Jesus and our community, that actually it's really great if people could get involved and especially point out to us blind spots. I'm not saying that we've thought of every idea. If you've got an idea that isn't on there, I would love to hear it, because we need to consider everything. Anyway, that's enough of me. Let's all stand here in the presence of God as we sing our first song today, which is number 73. God, who is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "The first commandment is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Amen. Lord, have mercy. Would you please be seated? God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven and to bring us to eternal life. Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commands and to live in love and peace with all. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor, in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in life eternal. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Now, our collect prayer for this, the fifth Sunday of Easter. For indeed, we remain in the season of Easter right the way up until we hit Pentecost, which is why we keep our cross in such a prominent position as it is right now. Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, have overcome death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, grant that as by your grace going before us, you put into our mind good desires, so by your continual help we may bring them to good effect. Through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. We remain seated to hear our Bible readings.
Peter explains his actions, chapter 11, verses 1 to 18. The apostles and the believers thought Judea heard that the Gentiles also received the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers criticized him and said, "You went into the house of uncircumcised men and ate with them." Starting from the beginning, Peter told them the whole story. "I was in the city of Joppa praying, and in a trance I saw a vision. I saw something like a large sheet being let down from heaven by its four corners, and it came down to where I was. I looked into it and saw four-footed animals on the earth, wild beasts, reptiles, and birds. Then I heard a voice telling me, 'Get up, Peter, kill and eat.' I replied, 'Surely not, Lord. Nothing impure or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' The voice spoke from heaven a second time, 'Do not call anything impure that God has made clean.' This happened three times, and then it was all pulled to heaven again. Right then, three men who had been sent from Caesarea stopped at the house where I was staying. The Spirit told me, 'Have no hesitation about going with them.' The six brothers also went with me. We entered the man's house. He told us how he had seen the angel appear in his house, 'Send to Joppa for Simon, who is called Peter. He will bring you a message through which you and all your household will be saved.' As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit came on as he had come on us at the beginning. Then I remembered what the Lord said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' So if God gave them the same gift he gave us, who believed in Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to think that I could stand in God's way?" When they heard this, they had no further objections. Praise God, saying, "So even to the Gentiles, God has granted repentance that leads to life." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is taken from Revelation 21, verses 1 to 6. A new heaven and a new earth. "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth has long passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Look, God's dwelling place is now among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain. For the old order of things has passed away. He who is seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. He said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water without the cost of spring from of the water of life. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Having heard from the scriptures, let us raise our voices in praise as we sing song number 51. Jesus Christ, according to John. When he had gone out, Jesus said, Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and glorify him at once. Little children, yet a little while I am with you. You will seek me, and just as I said to the Jews, so now I also say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples. If you have love for one another. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Would you please be seated as we have our performance or sketch.
Good morning and welcome to our fantastic new quiz.
Have I got new for you? It's the incredible new quiz where we test your knowledge on the new things God has been doing and how carefully you've been listening to the readings.
And we are your hosts, Emma,
Beth,
Oliver.
The rules are simple. My glamorous assistants are passing down the aisle now. They are handing out cards marked with the letter A or the letter B.
That's right, Beth. We're going to quiz you on the new things that God is doing. We'll ask a question and give two possible answers. All you have to do is hold up the card for the right answer.
So just remember, all you have to do is when we ask the question, we'll say two answers and you just hold up A or B.
We're going to start with a practice question. Here's the first question. What is the name of the church's music group? Is it A, the Holy Rollers, or B, the Extreme Band? Hold up card A or B to vote.
B, the Extreme Band. Now let's go with the prayer.
Question one. What is the name of the holy city? A, New Wickham, B, New Jerusalem.
And the answer is, drumroll please, B!
Okay, question two. Where is God's dwelling place? Is it A, in the New Jerusalem, or B, with his people?
Okay, now, instead of you holding up A or B, I'm going to go around and ask random people what they think the answer is. In the new creation, what will there be no more of? A, mourning, death, crying, pain. B, war, disagreement, poverty, anger. What do you think?
I think it's A.
Does anyone want to raise their hand?
Do you want to read it out? Yeah.
In the new creation, there will be no more of A, mourning, death, crying, pain. B, war, disagreement, poverty, or anger.
We are now halfway through Have I Got New For You. I hope you are all feeling confident because we have some special prizes for the winners.
So here's the next question. What is Jesus' new commandment? Is it love one another, I have loved you, or B, do this in remembrance of me? Anyone want to have a go?
Okay, it's the penultimate question. Where did Peter learn about God's new plan? A, in Gerard's cross, or B, in Joppa?
Joppa. And the answer is B. B.
It's time for the last question now. You've been doing so well, but this is the clincher. And remember, there are prizes. What was the new thing that God was doing through Peter? Was it A, getting Christians to eat all kinds of food, or B, opening up faith to the Gentiles?
And the answer is B.
And that's the end of the quiz. How did you do? Who got 6 out of 6? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. One? Well done, everyone.
And finally, we have news for you. Because God sees us all as winners, it doesn't matter what you scored. Everyone gets to take a chocolate from the back as you leave.
So it's a goodbye from me.
And it's a goodbye from her. Goodbye.
Bye.
Have I got new for you? What a wonderful concept. I hope you all enjoyed thinking through that. And as John demonstrated, actually some of these answers are quite tricky because you could answer either or. But I think one of the interesting examples in those questions is what's the name of the heavenly city going to be? Is it the New Jerusalem or the New Wickham? Now, we might go, well, that's daft. It's obviously not Wickham. But actually, there's a bit of a sense that people at that time might have felt that Jerusalem wasn't an obvious contender. It may have the place of significance throughout the Old Testament, but it was a human place, much as we all know, and it had good things and bad things about it. But the idea of the heavenly city, the new, is that this is going to be completely restored in a way that was otherwise unimaginable. And so actually, although it might seem like a bit of a silly question, is it the new Jerusalem or the new Wickham? I wonder what it looks like if we believe that Wickham could be transformed to be the place that God's dwelling is among us, as a heavenly place, not the place that we already know and love with its goodness and its negativities. So it's an interesting thought. It's also interesting when we think about that question, what is Peter doing, what is God doing through Peter? Are you allowed to eat more things, or is it about faith to the Gentiles? Well, in eating more things, I think with my sister who is vegetarian, there is something to be said. But when it comes to enabling more people to know God, actually, it's a wonderful thing to think that the requirements are stripped away, that we are known not by the foods that we eat, but the love we have one for another. And I think the love that is shown within this community in St. Margaret's Tyler's Green is wonderful. And I am so pleased that Tiger Club and Extreme are part of our church family and our community. And I'd like us to all just show our love for them with one last round of applause. In a short while, we're going to be coming to communion where we taste in the bread and wine the promises of God's love for us, the new thing that he does within us each and every week. But sometimes in the pursuit of a new thing, we have to remind ourselves of ancient and eternal things. And so I invite you, if you would, to please stand as we join together in confessing our Christian faith in the God who makes all things new. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate from the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Would you please be seated as we come to a time of prayer.
Let us pray. New every morning is the love our waking and uprising prove. Through sleep and darkness safely brought, restored to life and power and thought. New mercies each returning day hover around us while we pray. New perils past, new sins forgiven, new thoughts of God, new hopes of heaven. Thank you for bringing us to the morning of a new day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for new hearts and minds in our leaders and those in power throughout the world. Give them a hopeful view of what is possible and help them to open themselves to new solutions, new opportunities for peace through you. And let us be renewed to work for your kingdom, to view old enemies with new eyes, and to let you do new things through our actions in the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We ask that you will refresh all those working in disaster zones and war-torn countries in the world. Refresh the determination of aid workers, medics, and also of those who are suffering, so that their strength is renewed and they continue in your strength to do work for the good of those who depend on them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer.
Dear Dorf, you may eat day brown. Dear Dorf, you may eat day brown new. We help me try new things with you. Thank for your love and new and Lord your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Dear God, you are the God of new beginnings and fresh starts. When I feel stuck or unsure, remind me that you are still working. Help me to see the new things you're doing in my life and in the world around me. Give me courage to step forward with faith and hope. Thank you for your love that makes all things new. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Lord Jesus, who died upon the cross, you knew this world's suffering. You knew this world's sorrowing. You knew this world's dying. In your name, Lord Jesus, who rose again, I will work for this world's healing. I will work for this world's rejoicing. I will work for this world's living. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Thank you, God, for the unchanging patterns of seasons, the frosts of winter melting into moist spring and the rain-soaked buds unfolding into bright summer, the flowering and fading in the autumn mist, leaving a year cold and bare, lit by pale sun and golden promise of your unfalling love. Lord, in your mercy, amen.
Hear our prayer. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Love one another just as I have loved you. By this will all men know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us stand. And on this occasion, we're going to make a little bit of chaos, as I think it would be good that we show one another that we are the family of God here in this place. So please do go around and share with one another a sign of Christ's peace. Peace be with you. 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 Peace be with you.
Peace be with you, son.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Can I have my microphone? A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. Let us grab a hymn book from wherever we are and sing our next song, number 22, A New Commandment I Give Unto You. And I suspect we'll do it a couple of times through. Gracious God, you show us your way and give us your divine life. May everything we do be directed by the knowledge of your truth. This we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Would you please be seated as our service continues on page 10 with Eucharistic prayer 3. The Lord is here. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
You are worthy of our thanks and praise, Lord God of truth, for by the breath of your mouth you have spoken your word, and all things have come into being. You fashioned us in your image and placed us in the garden of your delight. Though we chose the path of rebellion, you would not abandon your own. Again and again you drew us into your covenant of grace. You gave your people the law and taught us by your prophets to look for your reign of justice, mercy, and peace. As we watch for the signs of your kingdom on earth, we echo the song of the angels in heaven, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord God, you are the most holy one, enthroned in splendor and light. Yet in the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ, you reveal the power of your love, made perfect in our human weakness. Embracing our humanity, Jesus showed us the way of salvation. Loving us to the end, he gave himself to death for us. Dying for his own, he set us free from the bonds of sin, that we might rise and reign with him in glory. On the night he gave up himself for us all, he took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Therefore, we proclaim the death that he suffered on the cross. We celebrate his resurrection, his bursting from the tomb. We rejoice that he reigns at your right hand on high, and we long for his coming in glory. As we recall the one perfect sacrifice for our redemption, Father, by your Holy Spirit, let these gifts of your creation be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Form us into the likeness of Christ, and make us a perfect offering in your sight. Look with favour on your people, and in your mercy hear the cry of our hearts. Bless the earth, heal the sick, let the oppressed go free, and fill your church with power from on high. Gather your people from the ends of the earth to feast with all your saints at the table in your kingdom, where the new creation is brought to perfection in Jesus Christ, our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the vines, we are yours, now and forever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. Jesus, Lamb of God, have mercy on us. Jesus, bearer of our sins, have mercy on us. Jesus, Redeemer of the world, grant us peace. Draw near with faith. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Eat and drink in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Amen. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, preserve our body and soul unto everlasting life. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, preserve our body and soul unto everlasting life.
Thank you.
Eternal God, whose Son, Jesus Christ, is the way, the truth, and the light, grant us to walk in his way, to rejoice in his truth, and to share his risen life, who is alive and reigns now and forever. Amen. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise, that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, you declared your love, gave us grace and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit loves give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Holding to that same hope, remembering that all things shall indeed be made new, let us sing with joyful hearts and voices our last hymn, number 362, Shine, Jesus, Shine.
Thank you.
So we come to the end of another wonderful service with the brilliant contributions of Extreme and Tiger Club. They may not be called the Holy Rollers, but they are our Extreme band, and let us lend them a hand to say a big thank you. By your love for one another, we will be known as God's disciples. So let this continue, not just in church on Sunday, but over across the road for tea and coffee. Grab one of those mission action plans and a chocolate. What more could you want? And prepare to celebrate the love of God in whatever your situation is in life throughout the week. Sundays alone are not enough. When God is making something new, it's not a weekend project, but it's setting you up for success throughout all the week and indeed all the days of your life. So let us prepare to leave in the love of God. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and the love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen. Thank you.